Not all Kenyans bought into the social media hype last week of President Robert Mugabe reportedly warning Zimbabweans to be on high alert when visiting Kenya because stealing was in their blood and that they even have a degree called Bachelor of Stealing. Kenyan resident Judith Mirungi says some Kenyans are skeptical about the statement while others believe.
I think most Kenyans are skeptical about that statement, but there are few radical people who want to believe anything they see or read in the social media. So it's a bit divided, but I think most people in Kenya are leaning towards the idea of it being speculation or maybe someone twisting words around to get some sense, you know, just sensationalize everything, yeah?
On her part, however, she gives President Mugabe the benefit of the doubt.
I think it's a lot of speculation or twisting words around so as to create some kind of conflict. But I don't think Mugabe would actually say something like that.
As it turns out, she is right. The joke fell flat on Kenyans on Twitter and the New York Times, which gave it global legs after The Spectator reported it had made up the quote, which was intended for satire. The Herald quotes presidential spokesperson George Charamba reproaching New York Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman for not verifying the information before publishing and described him as blunderous, if not an outright racist. The New York Times has since retracted the story, and Gettleman, who says he verified the story, apologized via Twitter, saying, quote, "Guilty as charged. The Mugabe quote was fake." That Kenyans are heavy on social media, including Twitter, is a widely reported fact. Remarking on the Kenyans on Twitter, Mark Ngungi, a Nairobi resident, says outsiders need to take Twitter less seriously.
We've had wars with Nigeria, even within ourselves, online, Twitter, social media wars. So outsiders might think it's serious, but locally, you just write a tweet and the next minute you're going with your own businesses.
And so it goes with Twitter. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Ndimyake Mwakalyelye in Washington.